Let's dive in to talk about visibility, credibility, and desirability, and really talk about what does it take to become visible? What does that even mean? How does someone become visible? How does someone, what makes someone credible? What makes something desirable? And I think if we just talk about these three essentials that have to happen in, between you and a potential player, first they have to see you, then they have to admire you, then they have to say, yeah, I want that. So visible, credible, desirable. So how do we create that experience for other people in what we do? So visibility is talked about a lot, but we can do a quick recap, and I would love to hear, you know, your thoughts maybe with some specifics about what you do. But let's keep the comments brief, but I would love for all of you to share what is your primary way that you would meet a stranger for them to then be curious to learn more about your coaching. So how do you create visibility for your coaching service? How do you become known by another person? My way has changed over the years. Before Thomas died, I was I had several visibility techniques that I used. Number one was I had an email newsletter, which I still do with Coachville now. Back then it was my Dave Buck one. One of my business philosophies that I've talked about and many people have learned and used is always have something to invite people to. And so what I always invited people to was a teleclass. I did a free weekly teleclass. My topics have changed over the years. There was times, you know, a year or so where I was talking about personal branding, which is one of my personal loves. But there was also a time where I was doing a weekly call on attraction principles that Thomas developed. And then also another thing I was always inviting people to was to learn about how to teach teleclasses, which is I was one of the first in the world to do that, to teach other people how to do teleclasses. And now it's become, you know, a big thing. But I always had something to invite people to. The other thing I did was through all the teleclasses that I would do, the free ones, people would learn about me. They would hang out with me on these calls. And then they would invite me to come and speak to their groups or organizations. So I would end up speaking a lot in those days. And then also through being a co-founder of Coachville with Thomas, I had the opportunity to teach workshops, our coaching proficiencies workshops, our full practice workshops that we did all over the U.S. and other English-speaking countries. So I was doing a lot of teaching, and those were paid events. And I guess you would call that, for me, it was like a strategic partnership. Coachville would promote the event. I would show up and teach it. And then by teaching the event, being the teacher in front of the room, I would then end up with coaching clients. And that was considered to be a perfectly fair part of the exchange. I wasn't paid a ton of money, you know, to teach those events. So they were very profitable for Coachville, but they were very profitable for me, not because of the money I made to teach it, but because of all the clients I would get after teaching. So that was so I had a robust visibility model. I did some writing. I did some speaking via teleclass. I did some public speaking. I did some public training. And I think these are the main ways of being known as a coach. And now, and there's other ones. There's networking. There's the strategic partnership that I had with Coachville, which is very profitable for me, beneficial in many ways, both personally and professionally, financially. But also now there's social networking, which I think is a big opportunity. And blogging maybe is better in some cases than writing a newsletter and sharing ideas on LinkedIn might be more powerful than writing an email, for example. So there's so many new forums for writing. There's new ways of speaking with webinars on top of teleclasses, on top of Google+. You know, there's ways of speaking. There's ways of writing. and there's ways of networking. But those are the three main things you're going to do. You're going to speak, you're going to network, and you're going to write, and then each one has many forms. But the big question is, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you talking about yourself? Are you talking about results? Are you talking about problems? Are you talking about a skill set, a mindset, a language set? You know, what are you talking about with people? So the idea of this program is that if you become a coach trainer, you have a whole new open field for what you'll talk about and who you'll talk to. You know, so I guess it's like, what are you talking about and who are you talking to? Those are the big questions of visibility. Larry, go ahead.
Well, back in the day, it was to become a trainer at Coach U. That was the way to get clients.
Yep.
And the way to become a trainer at Coach U was Thomas Leonard sort of tapped you on the shoulder and you started teaching teleclasses.
Yes.
You know, and so we didn't have somebody to teach us to do that. So we had to make all these incredible mistakes.
Right.
And yet people looked at that and said, wow, you know, you can make mistakes and still get by. And they really kind of looked at you as giving them permission to try something and not be perfect.
Awesome.
How many times have you done something for the first time and that had a great skill set to it and got it perfect?
Not likely.
Right. However, most of our clients have that expectation put on them.
Mm-hmm.
But as coaches, we can show them that they can get through life. But that's kind of what happened at, you know, Coach U. And that led me to believe that I needed to affiliate in order to grow my business. Mm-hmm. So I went out and I started talking to some of the top trainers in the country. I work with Jay Levinson still. I'm one of his master trainers.
Mm-hmm.
But Tony Robbins, he referred 60 clients to me in 1 month.
Awesome.
I mean, that's a way to really get it. Other people, trainers, you know, training is only 24-25% effective, and when you add coaching to it, it's about 70% effective.
Yep.
And that was my sales pitch.
It's awesome, Larry. It's really smart. I think affiliation is a great thing. And, you know, when you talk about visibility, affiliation is a huge play, but it also is a huge play in credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because your credibility comes from who you are, what you know, and who you know. You know, when you're affiliated with other credible people, you become credible. So affiliation serves two massive purposes in the whole mix of building a business. And that's another piece of this game is that, you know, you'll be affiliated with Coachville, which is, you know, known in many circles as a highly innovative coach training organization. So you'll be affiliated, you know, so you won't just be yourself. You're great that you're yourself, but you'll also be affiliated, which will help you with visibility and also with credibility. Because part of the visibility play is when you sign on for this, we're going to have a web page dedicated to our instructors around the world with your contact information. So when people come to Coachville, they might check the page and learn, oh, maybe there's someone in my area doing this. I can learn from them, talk to them. So you'll be able to you'll get some visibility from Coachville, from our main Coachville site, which gets thousands of visitors every month, and then you also have the credibility of being affiliated, you know, with us. So there's a lot of so it's a double whammy for good there. Awesome, Larry. It's a great point. The thing Larry is saying that
just blow your horn a little bit that you're not doing. Coachville is probably one of the top three coach training programs in the world. Maybe if you don't know much about coaching, it's one of the top five. And if you do any searches, it's in the top 10 regardless of whichever way you look. So what a marvelous opportunity to affiliate with one of the top coach training programs that itself has an incredible amount of recognition. And I can't understand, honestly, Dave, why this thing didn't fill up in the first hour.
Well, it's a good damn question, Larry. We're gonna, I'm going to figure out the answer to that so it does fill up in the second hour, but I do appreciate that. It's a good point. So it's just about it's my own game of visibility and credibility and desirability, but I really appreciate you sharing what you did, because it's a little weird. You know, it's always weird to promote yourself, say, oh, well, I'm Coachville and we're one of the top five schools in the world, but when someone else recognizes it's true, it's a heck of a lot better than when you say it about yourself. So thank you for doing so. I really appreciate that. You know, it's a good point too. Think about this. If you think about the other schools, CTI is a great one. Coach U is a great one. They're you know, in the top five for sure. Georgetown is a real up and coming as a great school as well in their coach training. And there's a couple other great ones. But, you know, like Larry said, top five, top ten, we're in there. But you cannot license material from any of those schools. CTI has a leadership program, but you pay for their leadership program only for the right to teach classes through CTI. You don't get to do your own thing with that program. And you pay a lot of money to do it, too. It's a lot more money than our program, like 10 times the amount. I mean, their program, their whole program is like 20 grand. Ours is 2,500. All right? And you can't teach on your own. You have to teach through them. So it's a totally different ball game, you know, and that, you know, what we're making available. And that just comes from, you know, the Coachville way, is this way of openness and generosity, and that's just what we stand for. So that's why we're doing it this way. I thought about doing a $20,000 program, you know, business in a box kind of a concept, but that's not that would make it available only to a few elite people. And I don't want this to be for only elite people. I want this to be for every coach that wants to do it. You don't get to the world by making something that only elite people can do. So I want to get to the world, so I want to make it something that everyone could do, could see the benefit and go, yeah, I can build a business around this, and it's worth way more than $2,500. So that's a win for everyone. So, Larry, thank you so much for your acknowledgement. It's really awesome. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome.